This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen!
Welcome, everyone, here at the, now I guess this is our final not-so-fast show. We thought it was going to be last week.
Well, final not-so-fast slash first.
First of our new show. What is going to be our new show?
This is our new show. It's only just in name alone our last not-so-fast, in my opinion.
Technically.
Yeah, so goodbye, not-so-fast. We are.
It's been a fun year and a half for some of us. You were there the whole time, right?
I don't think so. Not the first couple.
Yeah.
Really? I thought you were.
I think I came on like the second or third, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I thought you kind of got it going.
No. I thought you were one of the original peeps, but I guess that's not true.
I might have been.
I guess, were tapped from the bench to come in and play on that team.
Yeah.
Literally.
And the team just fell apart around us, and we tried to keep that team going.
But I think we've learned one thing. No Tony, no show.
Yeah, pretty much. He was
no
the...
show.
No show.
No Tony, no show.
No go. No show. Three but, amigos.
You know, everybody, all the not-so-fast faithful.
We loved you. all count you on one hand, but we loved you.
Just come on over to our place, as Nelly would say.
Fat.
So, last few weeks, we've been talking a lot of wrestling stuff. And we've been having a ball doing it, in my
opinion. For good reason.
So,
for good reasons.
Tell them about our new show, Core. What are we calling this show from now on?
We are going to be the Three Horsemen.
Very original. Don't give us any shit.
The Three Horsemen show. The Three Horsemen show. But what we are going to do is, this is coming from the mind of Big E, myself, and T.O. We are going to cover some things that are happening right now in wrestling. We are
a fair bit of current events.
Enough.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Because we aren't all...
We're not modern day marks, if you will.
Yeah, we're not. We're if Kay Fabian was here, he would not be in favor of the show now. But we are going to cover modern wrestling. But we are all old school. Is that the best way to put it?
Fair, when it comes to wrestling,
yeah,
that's our bread and butter.
I mean, we're old school gets, which is to us 80s and 90s. But that's old school now. I mean, right. It's not like it's not current. So, but we're going to pick topics out that we think you would like to listen to, hear about, some things like that.
Then maybe you would enjoy our opinions on. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Hopefully you don't find us to be too big. Well, you've already been listening to us for a while. For anyone new picking us up on iTunes or
right.
However you find us, we hope we don't come off as too big of assholes.
I really hope I don't come off as an asshole. I watched our thing. I'm like, God, I just sit there correcting everything. Prick.
You know.
That's why I usually don't talk to you for about 6 hours after we do a show.
Yeah, because you sure as fuck don't stop when we're in here, huh?
Yeah, I just kind of quit
talking. Yeah, sure you do. But that's where we're going, folks. We are going to be the Three Horsemen show, and we are going to cover current topics, and we are going to cover old school things, maybe put some lists together.
Yeah, every week we're going to try to theme the show. So that's kind of going to be our thing. We're going to have the beginning of every show, we'll probably talk about the current event stuff. Maybe it lasts a minute, maybe it lasts 10, right?
Right.
But after that, we're going to theme the rest of our show.
I didn't see any of the emails on this. I thought we were going to be talking about horse racing.
You can leave. Door's right there.
We need to talk about this one.
Crypto Star.
Yes. Jungle Cat Fever.
You knew damn good and well what we were getting into.
You knew this was coming. But that was the big. That's the big announcement, and that's what we are switching over to. I'm sure every once in a while we'll maybe a sports topic will come up, but yeah. I mean,
God, I hope not.
Mind's blown. I know.
Maybe when like Lawrence Taylor comes and wrestles, we'll talk about that. We ever talk about WrestleMania?
Yeah, we got to talk about best celebrity appearances.
Ooh, that'd be a good topic.
Or before that, because not everything happened after WrestleMania started. But
celebrities who ended their careers in wrestling.
The first thing we were going to cover, and we try to go old, or we're not trying to go old school. We are going old school. The first thing that comes up is Kurt Angle's back all of a sudden.
Da-na.
Yeah. You da-na. Suck. Yeah, but that's the first thing that happens.
That guy was so over. People hated him, but that's a sign of how over he was. I hate to use the word over because I sound like an asshole.
You know, yeah. And you know they say that about The Rock, and that's why they say, oh, Cena's over because people like him and people hate him. But he's a good guy. And that's not the same thing.
As long as you get a reaction, that's a good thing in my opinion. Bad or good.
Like,
even Eugene for a minute was over.
Santino Morello was over.
See? I mean.
As a bad guy.
But you got to talk. I mean, the way he came in, I mean, pretty much with very little training, the type of worker he was.
Oh, not very little. He went to school.
For 2 years-ish.
Somewhere in there.
I mean, that's still pretty, for the level of wrestler he was.
He's got a natural athlete.
Yeah. World-class Greco wrestler.
You ever see when he was an Olympian, like he was doing backflips after he won stuff?
He was
like,
a monster, dude.
He was no
same thing with Brock Lesnar, though. When they were in their prime of wrestling, way scarier than when they were doing pro wrestling.
God, Brock Lesnar. Woo. But going back, I was telling this story. We scrapped the show that we did where we were talking about wrestling. We saw Kurt Angle wrestle one of his first dark matches. I don't know. The night Owen Hart died.
Over in Kansas City?
Night after Owen Hart died. They were in St. Louis, and Angle wrestles a dark match, and my brother's like, this guy's a fucking freak.
Back when he had hair.
He was that back when he was ripped, before he atrophied in every part of his body.
Fair enough, he ballooned up.
Well, he was just a stud.
Yeah.
And we saw him wrestle, and man, he got a push like no other. He was just...
Out of nowhere, that guy had the title.
Literally. But we were watching, I was going back through some stuff. He was told it was one of his maybe his first pay-per-view match in Detroit, and I can't name the pay-per-view. The referee's in the ring, and the match, they're kind of chanting boring and saying the match sucks, and the referee tells Angle, I guess it came from the back, McMahon said, tell him to get out on the mic. I'm pretty sure they're in Detroit. And tell him to say, you don't boo an Olympic champion, just to be a prick. Because
sure,
he came in as a good guy.
Right.
And he gets out and does that, and everybody's like, fuck you!
That's the genius of Vinnie Mac right there, though.
Exactly.
He can smell that shit when it's ripe for a turn.
It was genius back then. Now I don't know where the genius is coming from.
That's fair. You'll have that. But I guess the story is, does he deserve to be Hall of Fame? In my opinion, absolutely.
Well,
even though he's been out of WWE for, what, 8 years?
He was only in WWE for 7 years. Mm-hmm. He's
been gone longer than he was in it.
That seemed like he was there longer to me.
He's been gone 10 years.
10 fucking years, really?
But yeah. He left at the end of 06.
Wow.
I only saw the beginning of him wrestling. That phase that I quit watching.
It's true.
I only watched, the first couple years of his career in WWE. So, like... I've said it. I want to go back when I have time and kind of watch some of the Raws and SmackDown. The problem is you have to watch Raw and SmackDown because they ran kind of storylines together, correct?
Right.
So, you got about 3 hours per week to watch it, but I'd like to watch them in order.
Well, now you're going to get a DVD, you're going to get a special because he's the headliner.
Yeah.
Right.
So The Rock's not going to go in.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think they'd put him in until I go back to Miami.
Which that makes sense.
I mean... It would make sense. I kind of thought they should have put him in a year or two ago, but that's fine. I mean, it's not up to me. But the other thing is, I mean, obviously, I think he should go in. If you don't, go back and watch like his match with Michaels at WrestleMania 21. Go back and watch any of the stuff he did with The Rock, with Austin, with Triple H. He was a freak of nature. He was the second coming of Scotty Steiner.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Except
Corey,
talented.
Because you're the best one to answer this question. The in-ring work combined with the personality.
Yeah,
the
where
promos,
did that come from?
But who do you rank above him with both? I mean, because, you know, Flair obviously did both.
Not everybody.
Shawn Michaels was charismatic, but I didn't think he was. I liked Angle's persona better than Michaels.
The thing about Michaels was you had to play him off somebody, more or less, for him to be decent.
A bit, but he came off, he could do goofy, and he could do, I'm the baddest motherfucker in the room.
Fair enough.
Because, I mean, you cross him, who's going to fucking beat him? Yeah. They said he wrestled or took down or did something backstage, got everybody except for one guy. Who would you guess it would be? In his prime.
I think I've heard this story, so I don't want to say.
Big Show.
Yeah, I mean,
only fucking guy.
Well, that makes complete obvious sense.
Well, I mean, just toughest guy in the locker room, hands down. But he did all that stuff. He got Austin kind of going with the goofy shit.
Yeah.
Remember he wore that wig for the longest time? That's the goofiest shit he did, in my opinion. Yeah, but it was great. It worked.
That is great. He's great.
So is he a top five all time of personality with wrestling combined?
Ooh, well, that's tough.
Top five personality combined?
No, I mean, like, just when you combine the character with
the total package,
so
to speak.
I mean, what are the standards? I mean, you're going to combine wrestling, and he did so many things that guys couldn't do, though. I mean, there were guys that came before him that I imagine could have had great personality that were wrestlers. But how would you know not everything was goofy like WWF?
Well, and that I mean, that's kind of the point, though. Everything's changed to where it doesn't matter how good of a worker you are anymore if you can't fucking talk.
No.
So
did you see the episode of South Park whenever that's what wrestling was to them, how well they could talk? They didn't care about the matches. They see somebody cut a promo and like, that guy's an awesome wrestler. And it was a great allegory for exactly how wrestling
it's
is.
It's our entire childhood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't get it, but...
Yeah. Did you know that Hulk Hogan wasn't a good wrestler? No.
He was the best wrestler ever, thank you.
Well, I mean, if you get his match from Japan, you'd realize he could wrestle. He wasn't great, but he was better than he fucking was than the elbow drop, clothesline, leg drop, leg pin. Then, yeah.
But that's kind of what I'm getting at, because that's how wrestling's going to be remembered for generations and everybody moving forward, is the guys that could talk and wrestle... And it's so they're few and far between. I mean, there's a lot like Cesaro. I mean, you look at him, a guy that can do a lot of stuff, who I think is kind of, you know, has
charisma. Jack of all trades.
But they, you know, he can't get over. So, I mean, there's some type of...
He can.
Well, they smother him for whatever reason. I mean, they...
Fucking idiots.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, who would you put in that class with Angle? Flair, because of...
Flair's so good on
he was
mind.
Allowed to
Bret
do it.
And you know what? They weren't great promo guys, but, I mean, Jericho.
Yeah.
Jericho was Jericho's a great promo a good guy.
No. I was saying Michaels and Hart.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
they
I
were
agree.
Just they just talk and talk and talk.
Well, for you their era, there wasn't too many people to, you know, that were great anyway.
No, and he was a collegiate wrestler, and they don't get a lot of credit for this, but collegiate wrestlers are taught not to get pinned. Like, they don't get...
Right.
Like getting somebody over in a match like Flair did. Flair would get everybody over.
Sure.
Michaels would get people
That's
over.
That's the business to them.
Exactly.
It's
so,
not the sport to Angle.
No. These guys are just, I mean, some wrestlers, collegiate, I mean, they're fucking animals.
And they're mostly dickheads. I'm just going to throw that out there, but whatever.
I don't know that many collegiate wrestlers.
I know. I've known several.
But he learned quickly that he's got to get somebody over in a match. And he was good at it. And he didn't, he like Jack and Jerry Briscoe and guys like of that era. Those guys, I want to say Jack Briscoe never lost a match in college. I might be wrong on that. But guys like him, and then he kind of paved the way to get Lesnar in. He paved the way to get Benjamin in. He paved the way to get Ziggler. I mean, he proved that those guys could do that. I think. I could be wrong. What am I doing? Now I'm just jerking off. I'm Shawn Michaels on the mic.
Could be worse, man.
I
could be worse.
I loved Shelton Benjamin. That's a guy.
So did I.
That was a guy that I always
I never got. Who was his partner for the longest time?
Charlie Haas,
yeah.
World's greatest tag team.
To be honest, that's right around whenever I started tuning out, the first major tuning out I did.
Me too. That's
we talk about this all the time.
I don't remember a lot of them. I just remember watching him and knowing, like, you know, he would wrestle at Minnesota, but he was big and athletic as shit, but could talk. I mean, like, he was like,
for the most part, yeah.
Enough, yeah. Like, I thought he was going to be a huge star.
Angle was their mouthpiece. It was perfect.
Yep.
And I don't know. I tell you what. You bring that up that, okay, where's he ranked now? Well, now, when WWE does lists and everything, all of a sudden, Kurt Angle's going to start popping up a lot.
As soon as they got that Legends contract.
Yep. Yeah. Because that's what they do with everybody.
Ultimate Warrior was the best ever for a couple months a while back.
Yeah.
Did
worst ever human being.
Oh,
but,
what was I going to say?
Oh, I mean.
Debatable, but yeah. Hitler was pretty bad.
Never mind.
No, but I think it's cool. I like that he's back in, and now they're talking. So does he wrestle again? Do you guys want to see him wrestle again?
He'll wrestle again.
For WWE, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, he will.
He's been wrestling for 10 years. Since
he won't wrestle, like, and that's the thing. I don't think he'll wrestle at this.
Surprise entrant in the Rumble?
No,
the only thing,
I don't believe
the only reason
so.
To make him wrestle is you get two uses out of him. One, first big ticket sale.
Yep.
Two, put someone over. That's it.
Yep.
Which WWE has forgot how to do. They didn't use Sting to get anyone over.
Nope. They had to use him to get Triple H.
Oops.
Yeah. And then...
Got to give that rub to the young kids.
It was Rollins, probably Tripp's idea, I mean.
Yeah. But there's guys. I mean, I could stand watching him wrestle Styles.
That's kind of what's interesting about, like, you know, them bringing Goldberg back. Who's going to be the guy that Goldberg puts over and catapults
into his run?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
But that's
fucking
what it's looking
cycle.
Like.
Do you want to see Bill Goldberg wrestle somebody young?
I mean,
Braun Strowman.
That's the thing too about Kurt Angle.
I was thinking.
Who do you want to see him wrestle that young? It's
AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, Cesaro.
Okay, fair enough. But it's just going to turn over to a putover fest. You know how it's going before they even write it.
The only thing is it's such a show now. Are you getting anybody over?
They've used Jericho in that slot for so long to where he just kind of became a doormat, but they've.
Yeah, it's Fozzy time, it's doormat time. It's Fozzy time, it's doormat time.
I mean, as entertaining as he's been, he should. I mean, you can't say that.
Yeah, he sure got Styles over at WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
When he beat him.
Well, of course. But, I mean, but the thing is, I bet if you would have left it up to Jericho, Jericho would have put him over because he's old school
and
he gets it.
You're right.
I mean, like, it's just a. I don't know. I just, that's what, out of Goldberg and Lesnar, I do agree with you. Lesnar will probably go over Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be that.
Wow, that is Goldberg not going into the Hall of Fame then?
He will. So they need to re-bring him back yet another
time.
Yeah,
I thought, boy, I could have swore he was going in.
I thought,
but now I guess.
I thought that's how they initially introduced him.
That's what I thought too.
The ticket to the Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
Well, in the interest of brevity, we better get on with the rest of our news stories if we're going to ever make it to our topic for the day.
Well, I mean, they're heading
into... like 15 minutes on Kurt Angle.
That's all right.
That's
right. Hey, there's not even a timer running. Now I see. We lead that. There's other wrestling things going on. I mean, they're going into the Royal Rumble in 2 weeks, which should be
my favorite pay-per-view.
You know,
really?
Classically, even when I was a kid, who didn't like the Battle Royal?
I agree.
I mean, it was awesome.
I loved it, considering they botched the past three. I don't know what to expect this year.
See, there's 12 spots that aren't accounted for right now.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery spots, they still do that?
Sort of, but you can kind of, I mean, there's guys that aren't listed
on
there.
Yeah, you always deduce.
So.
It's Doink the Clown! Of course
dead.
He's dead, but that's not my point. It's always some fucking weird name.
Tatanka.
Tatanka.
Chris Chavis.
There
but
you go.
If
random ECW guy,
so
not good at wrestling.
I don't know.
Perfect Royal Rumble.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like with the Rumble this year, it's like one of the only years that's kind of unpredictable. There's so much up in the air. But Reigns is probably going to go over and have the belt heading into WrestleMania.
Jesus.
Which they just can't. They can't help themselves. They're not going to turn him heel. They're just going to force feed.
So bad.
So
do you watch it all, E?
Very little. I mostly read online.
That's why I don't. I mean, I fast forward through it, but I read and I listen to podcasts.
I got a 3-year-old daughter. It's hard to come up with the time to watch a 3-hour program every week, especially whenever it's, in my opinion, not as interesting as it used to be. Whenever I can read it the next day.
Yeah.
That's what,
and catch the highlights.
Corey and I were flipping back and forth from the national championship game 2 weeks ago. And it's awful. I mean, and it should get better because it's, you know, their prime time or their in season is what they
I can put it to you
now.
Like this. In a state, it's in a state where three people such as us, who are honestly classically huge wrestling fans, don't care, fake, real, whatever, we're wrestling fans. Yeah. But to us, it's not worth talking about. It's not, as the main topic on our podcast.
No.
It's not targeted towards us anymore.
I guess not.
There are certain things that they keep older, mid-30s, whatever, interested in. WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, the people with the credit card.
And how do they pay us back on the network? They put a bunch of new shit on instead of putting a bunch of old shit on, which is why I originally got the network. But you were talking about the Royal Rumble. So just so you know who's going in, Undertaker, Goldberg, those are the high odds right now. Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho, Brock Lesnar, Baron Corbin. Have you seen this guy?
No.
He's a fucking donkey.
Losing his hair in the front and it's long in the back. Dean Ambrose and The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro and Sheamus. Cesaro's my favorite.
So there's the first four. Who are the first four again?
Taker. Undertaker, Goldberg,
Lesnar,
Strowman, Seth Rollins, Chris Jericho.
Four or five. So there's five right there that could win.
You can't put Lesnar in it. You almost can't put Goldberg in unless you want him to win.
They're probably going to eliminate themselves, each other. Yeah, something will happen.
Good point. The names like that, you either have them eliminate each other,
so
or you get a vendetta thing going where they say fuck the match and go after the guy. I've seen that play out a few times, but they can't lose cleanly or else it kills their.
My prediction: Taker wins it.
That's a
Cena favorite. Wins the belt that night. WrestleMania.
So.
Even though they've said they've scrapped that.
Maliki, yeah. Labrador.
You don't need the belt for that. I mean, for
I
that
agree.
Match. But I, so. If, so
and
you're
you know what? You're right. Go ahead.
But they do have a pay-per-view, and this is the one thing that I think people are forgetting. They have Elimination Chamber between Rumble and Mania.
Strictly SmackDown.
So I could see one of the belts coming off there and creating somehow Cena coming in a different storyline. Something like that to where it's not set coming out of Royal Rumble. But they're going to have – Reigns is going to headline WrestleMania.
Jesus.
So the only way that doesn't turn into a disaster at the Royal Rumble like the last couple have is unless someone
– Reigns isn't in it.
That's what I'm saying. He's in the championship match.
Yeah.
So he's going to go over Kevin Owens.
Wow.
So there's going to have to be a face to win the Rumble to stop the crowd from going apeshit again.
Now you're logicking the results, man.
No, but I mean, if you think about it, that's what has to happen.
That or you change the whole mood of the brand for the next 2 months to really make it seem like the faces are down.
I'll be honest. They sure aren't showing their hand as to who's going to win this thing.
No.
Which is odd.
They're not going to make that call until right before. And they got tired of shit getting on the internet and everybody knowing.
Yeah, it almost looks like they've scrapped a lot. I mean, I still think it's going to be Goldberg and Lesnar at WrestleMania, but aside from that, which makes that first match doesn't make sense, but...
But you know what's going to happen in that match?
Yeah.
You think Lesnar's going to lose to... I mean...
No. So, not at the big show.
No. And then you... yeah. I mean, then Rollins and Triple H...
See, I can see Rollins winning it.
But then... The only way that happens is if Triple H comes back, fucks over Rollins at WrestleMania, and they turn Reigns heel.
Yeah, I'm always a lot better at this when I'm paying attention, and I'm not right now, just because it's so bad.
I'll tell you how much
Undertaker winning. I really think Undertaker's going to win, and he's going to face Reigns for the belt.
I had never heard of Kevin Owens.
If they... You've never heard of Kevin Owens?
I just looked him up. This guy could be me. Minus 50
Don't
pounds.
Worry. There's a lot of people like you that think they are him.
Well, I'm not saying I have the agility. What
tell
it takes,
him.
But
tell him.
He looks like a loser like me. So that's my point.
You don't look like a loser, E.
I'm being realistic. I look like a loser.
So
anyway.
Smith and I, we actually one of the interns, his mom works over at the Scott Trade Center. So they're always looking for seat fillers for WWE events.
Sure.
So what pay-per-view was it? Survivor Series? I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Survivor Series.
I know it was in late June.
It was one of the pay-per-views, and they needed seat fillers. So Corey and I went over because it was free. And, I mean, honestly,
what,
we probably would have went anyway.
That?
He's got a hot wife.
But
anyway.
We go over there, And anybody that was about 6 foot and overweight had gym shorts on and his T-shirt.
Cut off sleeves,
the beard. I mean, like, tried looking like him. And then the other fat people that were bigger than that group were dressed as Bray Wyatt. Look him up.
How do you spell his name?
B-R-A-Y Wyatt.
Man, you really don't watch, huh?
Man, it's been a while.
That or you can't read. Because if you can't remember that name.
Me can't unread? That's impossible.
But it's... What's funny is they have these characters...
This guy looks like he belongs in Duck Dynasty.
People can relate to now. Yeah. Like, before everybody was all diesel and jacked up, you didn't see it. A lot of people dressing that way. But now you see a lot of people... Like, you'd see the one guy that did Savage. And there'd always be someone try looking like Hogan in the crowd. But there's a lot of people that do the... Kevin Owens and Bray Wyatt and
John Cena.
Cena, yeah, there's a lot of people that do that.
Not fucking good.
I don't want to get, like, piss people off, our listeners who are not even our listeners yet, but come on, don't go dress up like these guys. Take a sign, slow down.
Carry a belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, carry a
belt. What the fuck?
Let's keep it within
the
realm.
By the way, stop carrying belts, please. It just looks stupid.
Let's let the sign thing die while we're at it.
Dude, those belts are like $300.
More than that.
For the good ones, yeah.
I was going to say, if you're going to...
You're in the parking garage, and there's a beat-up 1978 Chevelle that pulls up next to you with four kids that get out that are holding real belts, and I'm thinking, all right.
That happened?
One, two, three, four. Okay, that's $1,600. There's more money in belt equity than that car.
Belt equity.
Yeah.
It's going to be our headline today when I write this show. Belt equity.
This is a new term, and it only exists within the wrestling fan community.
Yes.
I'm going to refinance based on belt equity.
The IWC.
Trade you my car for those six belts.
But, so, I mean, at least it'll be watchable. At least you don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's probably the first event I've looked forward to in three years.
You know, one thing that's really cool about it, I was just reading, that kind of makes me want to watch it, is Jerry Lawler's returning to the announcing booth for the Rumble. Yeah. That's fucking cool. I always loved JR.
It's not bad. I guess they just dropped him. They said he didn't look good on camera anymore. He's old.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Super kicked last night. He looks horrible. They were in Memphis, and he did a
They did the King's Court?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh.
They still have all that prop shit.
What's his name? Kicked him.
Yeah, it's all in a storage thing. You got to get the network.
The wrestler. The college wrestler.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Ziggler. Like, he's...
Really?
Kicked him. I was struggling with it. I couldn't think. Kent State. I knew. I was just having
stud
trouble out there.
Well, that is a good thing. So, at least we'll watch the Rumble. We'll all watch the Rumble.
We should have... Hey.
And we'll have a report.
We should do a Facebook Live.
Now... You want me to now work every day of the week?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
my
Saturdays. Saturdays.
I spend about 6 or 7 hours up here doing my other show.
What show's that?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh,
I don't even think it's important to talk about. SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Check it out. Blah, blah, blah.
It's a good show.
That's not why we're here. It's an okay show.
You're right. That's not why we're here, but we are here to, you know, plug other things. And by the way,
that's good for the end of the show, I think.
For your free Audible trial, go to audible.com. Click the banner.
We don't have a code yet.
We don't have a code.
You can use
yet.
Our old Not
You
So
still
Fast
use Not
code.
So Fast. Yeah, it's still up there.
Yeah, for now, just use Not So Fast. NotSoFastPodcast.com. Click the stuff.
Feel free, because it is free. So why not?
Yeah, why not?
And Amazon. Amazon.com. Click the Amazon banner. Not So Fast Show.
So on, so forth.
Amazon.com. All that bullshit. Meat and the heart of the matter. So, Sunday, T.O. text me. Sunday, Saturday night. Sunday. And Superfly Jimmy Snuka passed away at the age of 73.
Molecular.
From stomach cancer.
That's a horrible way to go, man.
It's not a fun way to go. From what I understand. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But some people would say he deserved it.
That's kind of what
I mean. Not being a dickhead, but, you know.
That's where we were going.
We don't have the place to say that, that's for sure.
You know, now it's a shame. But it's not like this just happened. It's just that it came back to light was the death of Nancy Argentino back in 1983 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So,
how did he allegedly kill her?
The rumor, the whole story behind it was that I guess he had been beating her. It originally started with her falling off a balcony, and I always wondered how this
starts.
Happened. No, I mean the story was... She fell off a balcony, And he took her back up to the room. But then they said, you know, she had bruising that indicated...
He was pissed because she couldn't, should have been able to take that bump.
Not true. That's an old Iron Sheik story. I gave her a short clothesline. Marte, come here, Baba. I gave her a short clothesline. She not know how to work, Baba. But, so now he's going to be looked back on. And, yeah, they showed a tribute clip for him for WWE on Raw Monday night. Crickets.
Bummer.
Crickets.
I was shocked they even did it.
I was too.
I'd have cheered for him. Murdering aside, when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, there was nothing cooler than seeing him get up on the top turnbuckle or top of the cage, barefooted, hands up in the air, in his little skinny tiger tights, and fly off that fucking turnbuckle.
You know, people forget it. I got to stop saying, you know.
That's your thing, man.
Jimmy Snuka was as over as anybody in the business
for
come
sure.
1983 until Hogan showed up.
They were saying he's the most over wrestler to never, on a podcast I was listening to Monday, probably the most over wrestler to never hold the heavyweight championship for WWF at the time, or WWF.
And you can put him in that category with Jake Roberts, Sergeant Slaughter of that time. Because
Slaughter held the belt, though, didn't he?
WWF. In 91.
Yeah.
I'm saying at the time, if Hogan hadn't made the jump.
Well.
Go ahead.
That's what forced Hogan, that's what caused the super push of Hogan, was the issue with Snuka. Because they didn't know what was going to happen.
Partially.
And if you look at the first WrestleMania, Snuka didn't wrestle.
What, did he fucking do some homework? He's listened to a podcast or
apparently,
something.
Apparently. He's blowing me away with his knowledge.
No, I mean,
you're not known for your
he
knowledge.
He didn't wrestle it.
I know.
WrestleMania. He was there.
He was the second man in T in Hogan's corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were...
they were clearly worried.
You'll address him respectfully, by the way. That's Mr. T.
Mr. T.
He earned it, I think.
But Snuka... I remember my brother loving Jimmy Snuka. And Snuka was... a badass heel. Badass heel. You go back and look at some of his stuff when he came right in, and people don't know. I mean, Flair, of course, says it all the time. He goes, you know, him jumping off the cage, you know, he did that 5 nights a week down in Carolina in the 70s. I mean, sure. Not everybody saw it, obviously, but he had had a career.
400 Drunker Index loved it.
400?
Ah, yeah,
fuck, man. They packed everything down there. Back then, anyway. He had had a career already before he came to the WWE. I mean, he had tagged with Ray Stevens. He had done Mid-Atlantic stuff. He had done Georgia Championship Wrestling. He had been everywhere already. But he came there, badass heel, had the feud with Backlund, had the feud with, came in, flipped. It turned into Don Morocco. And they had, I mean, they were starting to get over and make waves when McMahon purchased. Then, obviously, it all became what it became. But Snuka had the Allentown thing. Morocco tells a story. He drove him to the police station, according to Morocco. So McMahon, I mean, they're all trying to cover for him, saying he doesn't know how to speak English all of a sudden.
That's one of the best
things. We watched him on our show.
When he's doing in one of the interrogations, apparently they had him play like the
brother.
The savage, like the
the actual Islander.
Yes,
doesn't speak
yes.
English.
That's great.
And the old
this might work. Give it a shot.
The old story is that McMahon Vince Jr. walked in with a briefcase, and that was it.
That's pretty cool. Like, pretty shitty, but pretty cool. I'd like to think that if I ever got in big trouble, my boss would come in with a briefcase.
Not to
like,
the Argentino family.
You know.
Apparently not happy. But
that's a good point.
What do you look at him like now?
I have trouble considering the murder. It's so long and out of memory. Who knows what happened that night?
But, I mean, it ran through.
From a wrestling career, outside the ring aside, from a wrestling career, he was a legend.
And the thing they say about Argentino, I mean, I'm not degrading her. I didn't know the woman, but that she was kind of a...
She's a rat. I mean, right?
She's an informant? A narcotics officer?
Not that kind of rat. A kind of ring rat.
Ring
she
rat.
Was dating Hogan, too, before that. I mean, she was down in the Memphis territory. I mean, David Schultz tells stories. Dr. D. David Schultz, if you don't know who that is. tell stories of her running around with Hogan. She was just kind of a girl that was always around, and she was good looking. I mean, there's no denying it, but I don't know. I don't look at it like Benoit, but I also look at it like, well, they're not going to try the guy when he's 2 weeks away from death.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste of money. I don't think they should have dropped it, though. I mean, honestly,
to the estate, or I mean, wrongful death to the estate.
Any of it? I don't think they should have dropped any of it. Even if there was criminal proceedings in the works, they shouldn't have dropped it just because he's sick. I understand that he's sick and he's probably going to die, but if he doesn't, you still got to move forward. It's still law.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, don't drop that shit until the death certificate's signed.
Yeah, I
don't care if that's me, Jimmy Snuka, you, the president.
I feel bad for her family. That's gotta be just good. Because I think they just kind of knew. But like I said, she had marks on her that coincided with what they would believe to be domestic abuse.
Yeah, mate abuse.
But I don't. You fall over a balcony, they don't even look into it? He said she fell and hit her head on the ice on the way to the town. She slipped on ice and fell. And that's what happened.
Yeah, she died of traumatic brain injuries consistent with a moving head striking a stationary object, which could be a fall. It could be somebody smashing your face into the ground. I don't know.
Oof. It could be that guy, Mr. Hawaii, giving you a backhand.
He could have came off the top of the headboard and, you know, gave her some flying sauce. I don't know.
But you know what's crazy, though, is everything. You know, there's not many secrets in wrestling. These guys, you know, there's so many disgruntled old fucks that they come out and they blast whoever they can because they have spite or they're, you know, there's not a lot of secrets. Somehow, what really happened with this has stayed locked up somehow.
Truth be told,
there's probably... You know, you've heard everybody's story. You know, these guys in shoot interviews say what happened. One of those guys probably told the true story, what really happened.
Probably.
But you just don't know.
Yeah, because they're all working. They're still working.
I appreciate that. I do.
It's only working in the business.
And, you know, I've listened to, you know, shoots on this. Cornette's talked about it to no end. Buddy Rogers was his manager, and he and his wife moved away from them just because she felt that all this, and they'd see Snuka dragging her through the front yard by her hair, and it's like,
yeah, there was like another
shit adds up.
What a weird Sunday.
Well, there was another incident in a car or something with Snuka and her. I'm wanting to say
that one I don't know about.
Yeah, like a few days before, maybe.
He slam her head off the window or something?
No, but something happened. I can't remember where I heard that, but it was on a shoot, too. They were talking about there was documented cases or people had witnessed him be very aggressive.
Yeah.
But
And what sucks is you're not talking about his career. Instead, you're talking about this now. It's just like Benoit.
Which is what shocks me about them acknowledging... Like I just thought maybe like a little, you know, in memory of picture.
To start the show.
But if you need to hear anything else, The Rock was the one that sent out the social media notification that he passed away. Now,
to get it good press.
That's my point. That
way it comes
shows,
from that voice,
exactly,
that page.
It shows...
Because if The Rock will put it out, then it's
the
okay.
The careful hands, it needs to be, you know, it had to be very
kid gloves.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah, well, who could put this out and not take any damage?
Nobody. Hogan.
Well, The Rock.
No, sorry.
He didn't take any damage from, you know, that.
The Rock?
Yeah, if he was the first.
Because he's untouchable.
That's what I'm saying. That's who they give it to. They give somebody who's dirty, so to speak, like Snuka.
Yeah.
To somebody who can't be dirtied.
If it couldn't have been Rock, maybe it'd be Austin. He doesn't have any trouble with women in his past, right? No, but I
he's
mean,
clean.
Seriously, I don't know. And I get pissed at people that can't separate real life from a character, but in this case, ooh.
It's tough.
You know, like when people talk about Flair, oh, he didn't pay his alimony, and oh, he didn't, you know, he's got all these creditors after him. Who fucking cares? That, I mean,
it's not really
he didn't
your
kill anybody.
Yeah.
But, well, what's his legacy then, gentlemen?
Exactly what we just talked about.
Yeah, God, that's a shame.
That's a good seg, though, into our topic this week, which we still haven't revealed.
We haven't revealed that. That's going to be our entire second show.
Are we going to reveal it before we end the first part?
Yeah, we're absolutely going to reveal it. But we didn't even decide what his legacy is.
I thought we said he's a legend. Tarnished, but a legend.
No, like, oh, great wrestler, but stained by the death of his then-girlfriend.
That's kind of what I just said. A legend. Great wrestler. Tarnished.
Hall of Famer.
I say why not.
He is, isn't he?
They won't because if there's anything like... You
he's
know,
already in.
5 years. Is he already in?
Yeah.
He's already
fuck
in.
It, I'm fine with it.
He went in 20 years ago.
Wonder, his daughter was... she's under contract.
Mm-hmm.
They took her... I don't know if she was injured, but once all this started coming back out, she was off TV.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Well, so, because he was dying.
Well, of course, but there was a lot of people at the time. I mean, like in hindsight, yeah, he was uh-huh. dying, but a lot of people at the time thought it was a work, that he wasn't. He was just trying to avoid prosecution and, you know, possible prison time.
I'll be honest. I thought so.
Yeah. I just...
I knew he was in hospice care, but I didn't know he was 2 weeks away from... passing away, three yeah. weeks, a month, whatever.
I didn't expect that. Well, he had booked fucking events to go sign autographs. This ass, I mean, you can say he's an asshole for doing this. He says he's incompetent to stand trial and he's sick and all this, and then he announces that he's going to be signing autographs in an event like in 2 months, like in North Carolina or something.
I know. You realize they like wheel guys in. That,
yeah.
Okay.
It's just
because I mean.
It's still ridiculous.
The promoters of those events are just as greasy as the promoters of the small town wrestling events.
Oh.
If not more, really.
That's what we should do. We
characters.
We should live stream a real local wrestling event.
You're getting carried away.
Literally. If you try and carry a camera in there and show some of that wrestling, you will be carried away.
There's one in Cottage Hills, I hear.
God,
oh, fuck off.
Maybe we should.
No, we should.
They
Let's
wrestle,
get completely
they,
lit
They wrestle
it.
Outside. They have
See
a
if
ring.
We can become part of it.
Have you seen this on Facebook?
You showed me.
Yeah, my brother sent it to me. It's some fantastic shit.
We're
shout,
coming to you from...
Shout out to you guys if you're listening.
We're coming to you from near St. Louis. On
we're
going to
bring it, brothers.
On the Illinois side.
Kind
us,
of kills.
Us three horsemen. But what this is going to lead to is our second half of our show is going to be deaths in wrestling. Yay. It is a good topic, though. I mean, look at how many people have passed away in the business that unexpected.
You could do a top 100 list.
Young top 100.
You could fill that out. There's been so many wrestlers
Literally.
That have died. That are every time somebody dies in wrestling, it's weird. You always hear about it. Even the lower deaths, like lower level guys you still hear about, like Louis Spicoli when he died, still made national news.
Made the list.
Just saying, it's kind of interesting when a wrestler dies. It's a big deal.
That was coming on the heels of Pillman, too.
Yeah.
But that's going to be our big topic. We're going to cover everybody. We're going to cover the tragedy, the accidents, the guys that died young, the guys that died old. You name it, we are going to cover it.
And I can't wait for part two.
I can't either.
Is that
it's exciting.
Is this how we're ending part one? We haven't discussed protocol for ending a show.
We haven't discussed any protocol at all.
Boy, we should have discussed some shit. We got a badass logo.
We do have a badass logo.
It's cool.
You'll see that eventually.
Am I able to post that?
I don't. Well, let's hold off a day or two.
Yeah, everything's like,
Just slow your roll.
Watch, next week we'll be back here talking about the fucking Packers and the
say,
Patriots.
And not so fast as back.
Super Bowl edition.
Fuck me.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Live from Press Row in, where's the Super Bowl?
Houston.
Texas, yeah.
Hey, Packers, Patriots, who watched it? Oh, just you, Corey. All right. Let's talk about Kentucky basketball. Fuck it. No.
Looked good last night.
Yeah,
they
whatever.
Played awful. I was kidding.
They played Mississippi State. Yeah, I saw that. But I say let's wrap up part one.
Sounds good to me.
And we will rejoin you here shortly for part two.
YouTube peeps, we'll see you shortly.
It's a morbid edition. It'll be a morbid edition of the Not So Fast Show. We're taking the death of the Not So Fast Show, and we're going to take it to the extreme.
I like that.
Yeah.
How you're doing that. That's
we are finishing it up.
All right. See you next download.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.